the moment I'm directing an opera that I composed in Stuttgart. I wrote it for the Junge Oper Stuttgart. Stuttgart have, I mean, they have a fantastic opera house here, and it's large enough that they also maintain a sort of youth opera division as well as the main stage. And so I think they do 4 brand new productions a year. So it's a lot more even within the youth opera department than a lot of countries do within the regular opera department that they're producing per year. So they commissioned an opera for me. It's called Die Taktik, which means the tactics or tactics in English. I wrote that, and when I first started working with them, I said to them, you know, it really makes sense to me that I direct it. And so I've been here directing rehearsals for the last month or 5 weeks or so, and we open on the 14th of June next week. The scores that I write, even if it's a piece for string quartet or orchestra, there's usually some sort of visual element or theatrical element, and there's lighting recommendations, even if they can't be met, or there's directions about what the performers should do with their bodies and how they should move. And so that's there whether I'm writing what we call, you know, concert music, you know, or music theater or opera, whatever you want to call it. And so over the course of, I mean, this is the 5th opera that I've made, and over the course of the 5 different productions I've been involved in, I've been involved with everything from doing opera in an apartment to using like the, you know, a big opera house, to directing, not directing, being sort of part director, all these different roles. And for me, it just makes the most sense the way that I write, that I also direct in the same way that auteur filmmakers, you know, from auteur theory, when we talk about filmmakers, like Godard, they direct as well as write the film. You know, and I think that for me, that's a shift in the way of thinking about it, that actually, you know, it makes more sense for me when I'm writing the music to be thinking about what's happening on stage, and it makes more sense for me to direct the action according to the music, because it's all linked together. I knew straight away that I wanted to work with video games and a lot of video game footage, because the previous opera that I'd made, I'd been interested in machinima as a way of actually cutting costs, because I thought, okay, if you don't have money for expensive backdrops, or you don't have money for, you know, expensive video for an opera to use it, well then what could you do? What's the next cheapest thing? And I thought, well, you shoot footage inside video games, and video games now are so sophisticated, and some of the graphics engines are just stunning, and they can produce, you know, that you as an individual with even just a low level PC can do screen grabs of full motion that are of higher quality than a lot of what you'd see, you know, in the cinema. And so I became really interested in that for the previous opera, but I never really used it in the end to the extent that I thought I might. And so I knew when she said, you know, for the Junge Oper, I thought, okay, I really want to use this video. I want to use this idea and explore this. So the sort of the setup and the space, there isn't a concrete story that moves from A to B, and you know, they're more like series of personae that the different people on the stage go through, but we have, it's surrounded by footage from video games the entire of the way throughout the opera. And on the stage we have 4 singers, 4 opera singers, and 3 dancers, or I should say 2 dancers and what they call a tricker in Germany. My opera is PG-13, if you think of it that way, in that it's recommended for kids 13 years older and higher. But, you know, there's you know, adults come to it as well. It's not just for kids. And what was important to me and what made me be really interested in being involved in the project was that when Barbara first approached me, I said to her, have you seen my operas? You know, I have this Barbie doll opera that's definitely not for children. And she said, you don't have to dumb it down, or not dumb it down, but, you know, you don't have to make it be a really simple concept just because it's for kids. You can still write how you want to write. And that was really interesting to me, because I didn't have to do a fairy tale. You know, I could do whatever I wanted. And so we've tried to make it that it's clear and understandable, these voiceovers, even though, you know, a lot of them sound like it's, you know, Brian Cox talking about science or something like this within the voiceover text. And some of them deal with, you know, quantum entanglement, you know, and sort of quite complicated topics. We've made sure that it's understandable to most people. And the team here at the Junge Oper just do a phenomenal job in that they've been preparing texts, exercises for kids. They go into schools and they talk with all the teachers about how to talk to the students about the opera, so that when the kids come, you know, they have a really good idea. So they have all these exercises. I just saw all these texts about pattern recognition. that they've been giving out to the teachers, so that the teachers can actually talk to the kids about all of these different concepts before they bring them to the opera, which I think is just phenomenal outreach work, you know, and it really brings the kids in having an idea of what to look at and what to think about. The first opera I wrote, I've been thinking about this, so the first opera I wrote it 9 years ago, and at the end of it, I said, I'm never writing another opera ever again. So I find it, you know, it's quite ironic that 9 years later, I've just finished number five. But I think for me, it's something that makes sense as an art form, because you can bring all these different elements together on stage. And like I said, I really think of it in terms of I'm an auteur opera theorist, or an auteur opera maker rather than a regular opera maker, in that it works the best for me, that I know what's happening on stage and I can shape that simultaneously to writing the music, because the two of them are linked in my head anyway. And so it is really wonderful. I mean, I have to say, at the same time, I'm writing a piece for the National Chamber Choir at the moment, and it's quite fun to think about that, because you feel so loose and limber. It's almost like you feel like you've been pulling 1,000 things together, and then when I work on the National Chamber Choir, I feel like I let all of those go, and you can just do something very, very fun. You can work in a different way and have a different type of energy, because there are so many different elements that you have to pull together. But it's really quite special and amazing to sort of see these things come together on stage. And I mean, I said, you know, the choreographer, Andrea, she's fantastic, and she comes from a street dance background, though she does contemporary dance as well. And so, you know, working with the dancers is so much fun, because I can say things to them like, you know, one of the scenes, I had this in my head right when I was writing the music. I said, I want the dancers to glitch between, you know, dancing like a Fred Astaire, singing in the rain, to doing the robot and back again. And, you know, you just explain the concept to them and bang, they just start doing it instantly. And so to have that sort of immediate reaction, to be able to try things on stage, to layer the music on top, it's really quite wonderful. And it makes you fall in love with the idea of opera all over again when you see what the sort of the mechanism is capable of, what the system is capable of.